You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
This is episode number 111.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and you are in for a treat today. I've got AJ Roberts with me. AJ is a 15-year British Army veteran, a high-performance coach, loving father and husband who helps people daily become the best versions of themselves through fitness, health, nutrition, and their mindset. He also just recently had a great LinkedIn post that's going viral. It's really cool. Maybe he'll share a little bit about it with us today. But go check it out. Find him on LinkedIn. But he shared this really heartwarming story about a boy who was being bullied. It happened about 8 years ago. The boy was 12 at the time, and he was the son of a single mom, and he was being bullied. And AJ stepped in, took him on this really cool tour of the barracks. He got to see tanks and all kinds of cool stuff like that. And as a mom of two boys who got to do something similar when they were little, I can imagine the excitement. But AJ has mentored him ever since. And now as an adult, that young man is entering the military himself. I'm sure that AJ made a huge impact on that man and helped shape the life that he lives now. You know what? You just never know what impact a single action can have. So let's welcome AJ Roberts. I want to hear more about this post, and I can't wait to hear more about the impact that you're making in this world. Welcome, AJ.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kirsten. It's an absolute pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah, so we were just chatting a little bit before we went on air that this thing is going crazy on LinkedIn.
Not just LinkedIn, on Facebook as well. It wasn't really my intention. It was just really trying to show what I deem a simple act of kindness, really, for somebody that's on your doorstep can go a long way to impacting somebody else's life in a big way. And I just wanted to kind of share that really initially with my Facebook sort of network. And it just went absolutely viral. And then I posted it on LinkedIn because I thought I had a good connection with sort of like my coaching side of life. As I just mentioned previously, before we went on air, that it's gone nuts. It's had almost a million views on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And the amount of really nice positive comments that have come about with it has just been overwhelming. And the same on Facebook. It's gone a bit crazy on there. And as a result, I've had like people approach me asking me if I could speak at veterans breakfast clubs and stuff like that, and just give people a little bit of inspiration into how I got to where I've got to and how I got Garen to where he is now.
It's amazing. Yeah, you know what? And we need good news these days. So I love that's the kind of thing that is spreading like wildfire. I love that. Let's dive into what you're up to. So what impact are you motivated to make in this world?
Well, I've got a lot of life experiences, and a hell of a lot, I believe, for somebody my age. I'm 36, and I've been on tours of Iraq, Afghanistan, different places all over the world, whether that be even through adventure training, military training. And I've also lived in Australia for a few years, as well as the UK and Germany. And having experienced so many different cultures and even like being the eldest brother of four boys, I don't know. I just think I'm a big believer that you've got to play to your strengths. And my strength's always been being a leader. I was always a captain of my sports teams and always pushed myself that little bit further. And it was the same in the military. I always expected high standards. And my guys who were in like my section and stuff like that would always want to have those and implement those standards as well. So mm-hmm. I use that sort of on a daily basis in everything I do. So I'm now coaching people in various different aspects, like it, just in sort of like everyday life kind of stuff, but also on their fitness and nutrition journeys. And using my experience and knowledge over the last years I've been doing it, that impact alone has been huge on everyone who's been working with me. And yeah, and that's people from all over the world, you know, in the States, Canada, UK, Australia, different parts of Europe. And for me, it's the fact that you're constantly seeing people make positive results, no matter what it is. It's even the tiny little things you can help people with. I find it a natural process to instantly want to help somebody when I see it, because I find as a result of what I've done over the years, I've got a lot of resources to use to help people to better their lifestyle in whatever aspect that may be in.
Mm-hmm. Great. So beyond the military and all of the rich life experience that you've had traveling all over the world and being in different cultures, what specific life experiences motivate you to make this impact to help people live their best selves and engage in great fitness and nutrition?
We moved to Australia. I left the military initially in 2013, and that was after a long Afghanistan tour where it was very kinetic and it was very busy. I was constantly getting like flown around here, there, and everywhere, getting attached to different sort of cat badges and stuff like that, which was good for me because I was doing a lot of like really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got offered a job in Australia whilst I was out there online by a British guy, and offered me a job doing project management. And he was basically said, you know, if you can run sites over in Afghanistan, you can pretty much run a site anywhere in the world. And I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We took him up on his offer after thinking about it a long time. And at that point, I kind of achieved what I wanted to achieve in the army. I'd like been to war. I'd like been the commander on the ground. I'd developed people. I'd developed myself. I'd got some, you know, done amazing sport and eventually trained all over the world. And I was like, this is an opportunity too good to turn down. And even, you know, the salary for the job was superb. And it was a chance of a lifetime for me and the family. So we moved over, and unfortunately, things didn't work out over there with this person. Took us for a bit of a ride, to be honest. And we were kind of then stuck on a sponsored visa in Australia, not knowing what to do, literally on the other side of the world from UK. And I then took it in my own hands to start my own business. I opened my own gym over there.
Mm-hmm.
That went really, really well. It got loads of attraction. I made it quite a military themed gym, rather than sort of like a CrossFit gym, because like on the Gold Coast where we lived, CrossFit was very much like huge, and there was like a CrossFit gym on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give that a point of difference. And I was like, do you know what people aren't doing here? There's no more military running these things, and people love the whole military thing. They love someone in combat screaming and shouting at them and making them do your exercise.
So like a true boot camp, not just the what everyone calls a boot camp.
Yeah, and I was like, I need to make the business work for me and for me to enjoy it. And yeah, I did miss the military as well, so it was kind of like my little connection back there. Everything was going great. Even the minister, the defense minister of Australia, opened my gym officially. Which was really, really great, and got a lot of attention and stuff. The only problem was I had like outside investors and stuff like that who were really keen on the idea. They ran into problems of their own and then suddenly couldn't fund the actual investment that they were supposed to do, and it kind of left me high and dry with a lot of overheads and stuff like that. And then that kind of my dream, my whole gym, everything just crumbled to the ground because it could not. I had to pull out. I couldn't financially run it without lending stupid amounts of money, which would have just ruined us. So I had to bite the bullet really and take the plunge and cancel my business. And by this point, my initial visa had run out, and immigration were basically like, look, unless you get another sponsor, we can't allow you to live in the country. By this point, we got a bit tired of being screwed over. So we decided to move back to UK for the best. And you know, there's a lot of reasons why, financial, emotional, stuff like that. And it was horrible having to pull my kids out of their school, my wife out of her job, not seeing the beach every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you ask the question, what impacts has made me really feel my passion, I always reel it back to one incident when I stood there in my garage just before we moved back, and I was selling my children's toys so we could afford to pay for the flights to move back to England. And the fact I was having to take my family away from that whole dream lifestyle to come back to UK, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with UK, but everything we wanted and loved, I was having to sell to afford to leave. And it was just that kind of moment, then it always sticks in my head and gives me that drive, because as soon as we come back to UK, I was like, right, how, you know, we come back to UK literally with the bags on our back. And I was just like, I wasn't going to settle for not doing anything about it. So straight away, I was like, look, what am I going to do here? How am I going to support my family? How am I going to make them happy again? And that resulted in me rejoining the military, because I knew the job inside out. And I knew for a fact we'd get a house and the kids would then be able to settle in a school and stuff like that. And then 3 years later, we bought our own house and have settled nicely not far from where I used to be based. So it's, I mean, it's that achievement that we've done all that in 3 years is the exact fuel that's, and it's part of like who I am, and it's part of who my family have become. We won't, you know, we've got this little saying, the Roberts is never give up, and it's something we stamp everywhere we go.
Well, that's an amazing story of overcoming just such a huge challenge and a lot of heartache to get to where you are. And I'm sure that it has made you a better coach. So often I think people think that, you know, when you are a coach and you're motivating and all of that, that you've just had a simple life and it's been, you know, you don't understand or you haven't gone through what other people have gone through. And it definitely makes you more credible as you share and motivate people to overcome their life challenges.
Like also when I look at things like that, what impacts really made me feel my passion. Part of my coaching and my podcast that I'm releasing not in the distant future, a lot of the topics I'll be covering is like to do with mental health and talking to guys that have overcome it within the military and stuff like that, because I'm sure it's pretty similar in the US and Canada and places like that. There's a bit of a bit of an epidemic with suicides.
Yes.
Unfortunately, last July, my best friend took his own life.
Sorry to hear.
Here where I was based, and it was totally unexpected. And part of my story, I think, into going, getting really, really into coaching, is I was at his funeral, and I asked if I could do a eulogy, because I like writing, and everything I wrote was from the heart. And it was when I took the stand to read his eulogy, that was when I really felt that this is what I'm meant to do. And by that, I don't mean like read loads of eulogies at people's funerals. I mean, this, like, I could, everybody was staring at me, hoping to get an ounce of strength from what I was about to say, whether that be through like laughter, crying, whatever. And like everyone's eyes were fixed on what I was going to say. And I spoke to my wife afterwards and she was like, oh my God, were you nervous? And I was like, do you know what? I wasn't at all. It was like, I felt good because I was going to deliver something that was going to help these people just feel like a little bit better about themselves for a short moment of time, given the situation we're in. And that's when I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, this is what I'm supposed to help people. And that's where I've since then taken it from strength to strength and just really built up these relationships with people, and just, I just naturally like to do things to make people's lives better and make people the best versions of themselves, because everyone's got it in them.
That's amazing. Yeah, you've really overcome a lot. I mean, the next thing I was going to ask you, but I don't think you have any, I don't know if you have more to add to it, but because you've shared the biggest internal or external challenge you've had to overcome, and it sounds like you've overcome so much and had the tenacity with that vision of your family in mind. Have you had any internal struggles that you've had to overcome through all of that you want to share about?
I mean, I've witnessed a lot of like horrendous things as well, being in the military. And I think because I, as well as coach other people, I'm like constantly coaching myself and I get up every day with that attitude of like, what can I do better today than what it was yesterday? And then I think, you know, if I don't, I know a lot of people don't think like that, and I know there's a lot of people out there have witnessed a lot of horrible stuff. There's so many hundreds of thousands of guys and ladies that are suffering with post-traumatic stress, not just military, but also like emergency services, even people that have been, you know, witnessed car crashes and stuff. And it's really not a nice thing. And I'll have images in my head for to the day I die, but I think it's just how I personally deal with them. So I say the internal challenges that I have is, I guess, not letting the past get to me, because I'm a big believer you should always constantly focus on that front windshield and not the rear view mirror. And I think that's probably the biggest internal challenge I have. But again, like, I use that to fuel my passion to help other people who are struggling with the same thing.
Yeah.
And like something, you know, something similar as like a nice post that I posted on Facebook and LinkedIn, you know, about helping my friend is like helped so many people. It's as simple, from something so simple. And that's the kind of message I was just trying to get to people. Like, you don't have to go and take someone out on a luxurious holiday. It's just showing somebody the way through outside of their environment that they've been brought up in is all you simply need to do.
Yeah. Amazing messages. So what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make their impact? What would you tell them?
I'd say 100% be yourself. It's the same as I kind of relate it a lot to social media. You get people. My favorite people on social media are the people who are 100% authentic, and they're the people who show you the struggles of where they got to. It's the same as like if you want to be an impact on somebody, like be 100% authentic, because people relate to you. And that's why I spend a lot of time and I get a lot of people messaging me, is because they can 100% relate to what I've been through, or I have something that's relative that I can help them with, because they might be a father or he's trying to start a business or he's trying to get fit and stuff like that. And guys are the worst out of ladies and gentlemen for actually coming out of the comfort zone and approaching you and asking you for help, because guys just are very egotistical. It's all about who's pounding their chest the hardest. And it's the same as like I go to sort of personal development events. I went to a really good one recently, a gentleman called Tommy Gentleman. If you get the chance to reach out to him, I'd definitely suggest it. He's really going places. But his Super Self Summit was great. And I was there, and I was probably like one of 15 guys out of 200 people. And it's just that mentality of like not wanting to reach out, or they look at an event like that and think to themselves, well, I don't need help. You know, what do I need help with? When it's not about that. It's about constantly learning and evolving and bettering yourself in one way or another, you know. And that would be that's another way for any individual to have an impact, because being a father, for example, you know, like I will say to people, your kids will always not necessarily do what you say, but they'll always do what you do. Now, if you're the type of person who just comes home, slams the door because you've had a rough day at work, straight onto your phone, looking at social media and haven't got time to talk to your kids, with your feet up in front of the TV and, you know, you put on a lot of weight and stuff like that, your kids think that's normal to a certain extent. But if you're out there trying to better yourself and then being a positive impact on your children for them growing up, and that you know, they only need to start there in the household, not necessarily from a coaching point of view.
Being intentional about the experiences we're creating with our kids or what they see in a relationship, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, making relationships, get out there, speak to people, like, because not by not making relationships, speak to people and not communicating, it just ends up to so many negative things in your life. And I'd say, yeah, 100%, if you want to make an impact, just literally be yourself, and people will relate to you. People that already are on the same boat as you. You don't have to pretend you're something you're not. You don't have to stand in front of somebody else's Lamborghini to get a selfie. to prove that you're something that you're not. So yeah, I'd say that's probably one of my biggest bits of advice for making an impact, for sure.
That is a great words of wisdom. I tell you, even, you know, especially as we can reach out so easily through social media, who are we going to be today, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And just be you. It's a lot simpler if you don't have to try to remember who you were yesterday. Just be you. And then you'll attract the people who are similar to you instead of those who are, you know, similar to the person you're trying to pretend you are.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Well, you have shared so much. I really appreciate your being with me today. And you, I'm sure that we could talk for hours because of the amazing stories that you have. You've just kind of brushed over them. And you have definitely have a rich history and have been through so much. And it is so wonderful that you're using what you've learned and how to get through what you've been through and then sharing that with others to make your impact. And again, I'm sure that that LinkedIn story that you shared, I bet if we dove into that more, that was just one tiny little story in a sea of many where you had acts of kindness that really made an impact on people's lives. So if you guys want to connect with AJ, I am going to put his link at my website, which you can find the show notes for today's episode by going to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then find AJ Roberts episode. But he's on Facebook at AJ Roberts Coaching. That's his group, and that's where you can find him. And I will also have information about the event that he talked about. I'll put some information there and any other information that he shares with me. So in closing, AJ, do you want to just share anything else about maybe the services that you provide?
Like I said previously, I'm very much focusing on helping people become the best version of themselves through fitness, their health, nutrition, and their overall mindset. So if it's something that people are struggling with and not that any of those areas, because they all seem to like correlate to each other, then that's what I'm really focusing on helping people with. And you know, people don't have to be athletes to come and speak to me and ask me for help. I literally help anybody turn any corner.
Awesome.
And it, you know, that's one bit of advice I give to anybody, like, is if you want to really progress with anything, you want to constantly learn all the time. I'm a big believer that the best teachers are the best learners. So get yourself learning more about fitness, health, nutrition, more about your business, more about, you know, reaching out, network with people, speak to as many people as possible, surround yourself with positive people daily, and good things will happen to you.
Great. Awesome. Additional words of wisdom there. So thank you so much, AJ, and I appreciate everyone who's listening to this episode, and I hope that everyone makes it a great day and get out there and make your big impact.